Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting third, the second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kurt Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Davis. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting third, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting fifth, the catcher, Al Todd. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Pep Young. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Bowman. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demery scores. Gerges moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs one, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Young out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Hack steals second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Jim Weaver now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to third. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 1 in the game. Soar hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Gerges goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cavaretta moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Handley picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Handley. Davis moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. Gallen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Demery for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brubaker moves to second. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brubaker scores. Young moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Archie Vaughn pinch hits for Jim Weaver. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Handley moves to second. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to home to get Young. Handley moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Brandt now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges hits a line drive towards first. Soar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Todd and he is out, Handley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-2 in the game. Soor hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-2 in the game. Marte hits a pop-up towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brubaker takes first base on ball 4. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Brubaker moves to second. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Dickshott moves to second. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 3 in the game. Suhr hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 3 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult pinch runs for Al Todd. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brubaker bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Handley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Patton now catching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery bunts in front of the plate. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 4 in the game. Marty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Marty reaches third base with a triple. Hartnett scores. Gerges goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Cubs. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Red Lucas pinch hits for Ed Brandt. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.